Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hanna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey guys, it's 3 a.m. Jamie Rocks here. I was just working on editing this episode and we have tried and apparently somebody was watching television during the show or something and there was a little bit of bleed through. I have tried and tried to remove it. I've done the best I could. So if you do hear something, I apologize. It was just beyond me to scrape it out totally, but we did the best we could. It's a great band, great bunch of guys. It's just something bled through. So I apologize in advance. It's probably more pronounced to me than it is any of you out there. That's usually how that goes. So we're going to go ahead and post it instead of re-recording it and whatnot. It's just, it's super hard to get everybody organized, to be honest. Everybody's busy. They got different schedules. I've got different schedules. So we're doing the best we can with it. But I did want to address it and let you guys know, because otherwise there'll be emails, there'll be comments, and yeah, we know, we're aware of it, believe me. Anyway, enjoy the episode, enjoy the show, and we will see you on the next one. Goodbye from early, early morning. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's the video version. If you're watching this on Spotify or something, or listening to it, I should say. That's the audio version, obviously. I'm very excited tonight. We have a fantastic band joining us all the way from Wisconsin. Very cool rock band. I am very impressed with their work, and I have been listening to it all week here in the studio.
Very cool.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. You know what? You guys are from the Midwest, though. I grew up in Detroit, and I try to tell people, I'm like, people don't, everybody thinks rock is like in L.A. There is stuff like that out there. But hard rocking, heavy drinking, that is the Midwest. Everybody in the Midwest, they're like Klingon. So when I heard, I saw Wisconsin, and then I heard you guys' music, I'm like, and saw some of the videos, I'm like, yeah, of course. But it's really good. It's really good.
Thank you.
And I'm sure usually, I know in Michigan, there's like about 12 venues at different places in the state. And the Machine Shop, Harpo, all these places, St. Andrews, come to mind. Yep. And that's the places to play. I imagine Wisconsin is similar to that. Probably down in Milwaukee, there's a couple. And then in weird places that you would never think.
Madison's got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be careful the girls you talk to in those places. They have a pissed off ex or something. You know what I mean? Or current. Even worse. So, I didn't talk to her.
What'd you say?
I've seen a few fights like that in my day. But anyway, most bands, I grew up, I'm not in music. I'm a painter. That's my day job. I paint pictures of people and stuff. I'll have to take that out. I missed it by 30 seconds. Oh, we'll cut all that out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I always tell people that, and they're like, oh, does he think I swear? No, it's me. That's who's going to swear.
Yeah.
No, but I grew up hanging out with musicians, especially rock musicians and stuff. And because they were just cool. They knew the most girls. They threw the best parties. They were just fun to hang out with. But I learned a few things. And usually somebody will have an idea, I'm going to start a band. And then the great search goes on. And they go watch every band that's around. And they're like, I need Steve on bass. He's phenomenal.
That's true.
He's on guitar. And it's just, it goes crazy. Kyle is on drums. And
yep.
The weird thing about drummers is when you try to get a drummer for your band, there's a lot of competition because they're in 87 other bands at the same time. Always. You know what I mean?
I'm special because I dedicated myself to these guys. So.
See, that's the sign of a professional right there. That is good. There's none of this bullshit when Adam calls him up and says, hey, we're going on tour. Well, yeah.
The meeting will happen. Yeah, Tim, is it past 3 minutes? I can swear now?
Yes, we're all good to go now.
All right. Quit fucking grinning, Kyle. You ain't going nowhere.
No, I'm staying right with you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How did you guys, did that kind of happen, or did you guys all just coalesce? What is the story?
Oh, boy. Steve. Come on, Steve.
Me and Kyle have been in bands for 30-some years together, and we started this one maybe 4 or 5 years ago and went through a bunch of people and different singers, different guitar players, and through a bunch of work and making people cry. We did make people cry too. We ended up finding Tim. He was in another band, so we said, Tim, you need to join us. And he said, okay, here we go.
Yep.
So I called him and I said, Tim, would you consider doing another band? And he said, yeah. So we got together at his house and we joined. So then the four of us took off and started looking for a vocalist. And lo and behold, Adam answered an ad and came to try out. And
nice.
Steve, should we tell the true story?
Whatever, yeah. Kyle.
Me and Steve, this is a true story.
Whatever. Well,
Steve had a singer coming in from lacrosse. And I had Adam coming in from the back end. I says, my guy's going to beat your guy out, so you might as well just tell him to stay home. He's like, yeah, we'll see. Lord and behold, Steve's singer couldn't even sing. He wouldn't sing because he was nervous. And Adam came in and wrote the whole song.
There you go.
My name's Kyle.
Sometimes it happens, though. It's just serendipity, and it all works out in the end. But it's getting the right guys or gals or whatever together can be a chore, man. It can be a chore.
But when this band, when we finally sat down as a whole and started to write music, we could tell it was something special with all four of us for sure.
Yeah.
And then about 2 years into it, we decided we wanted a keyboard player, and Cole answered the ad, and now he's with us too.
Nice.
I think Cole had what? He had two practices, and I said, oh, yeah, we're going to gig next weekend.
Nice.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. I still feel bad for doing that, but he pulled her through, man.
The
great thing of like keyboards and synths and stuff is you can fill a lot of gaps quickly and really make this big sound.
Right.
It's just, it works. It really works.
Yeah, it does.
And like Adam says, too, a lot of these bands now, they have these backing tracks, and you get to these shows and their backing tracks are locked up and this and that. We knew we needed something for a nice fill to cover everything. So I said, instead of that, let's just get a keyboardist. And lo and behold, it worked out good.
I remember, I'm an old man. I grew up in the 80s and stuff. And I remember every friend I had seemed to have an older brother who were all rock experts. They thought so. And I remember really came to fruition when Van Halen's Jump dropped and everybody was just losing their shit over Eddie Van Halen playing keyboard. They're like, oh, it's not in rock and roll. And I'm like, hold on now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw down. We can all agree Ozzy's pretty rock and roll, right? Probably would suck without those pipe organs and shit in the beginning. That would be a boring, it wouldn't work. Sometimes things have their place. And don't get so hung up on things. That was my advice. The payoff, I just realized, I forgot to say the band's name, and I messed it, the pronunciation up, and then I asked before we started, so I had it right. It's
Abaddon's
End.
There we go, folks. There we go. And while I'm thinking of it, so I don't forget, we have all their links in the description below. Clickable links. I always tell you guys that watch and listen, utilize those links. If you find something cool, there's like a 95% chance that all your friends are going to think it's cool too. Because that's why you're friends. You have common interests. But you really, if you want to be extra cool at the party, you want to be the cat that discovers the new thing that none of your friends know about and hip them to it. And then everybody will think you're the rock god and everything. You know?
Exactly.
Then these guys, they're like, they haven't been to Madison in a while. No, they're busy playing in Portugal now. They all have big beards, long hair, wearing little John Lennon glasses. They're rock stars. They're busy. Dating models.
Yeah.
It's what happens. All because you shared a link. No, I'm kidding. Share the links.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. That's a cool name. It's got to be a story behind that.
Actually, Abaddon's is angel that oversees hell.
Gotcha.
I was just going to put it that way tonight. I don't want to go into a long, drawn-out thing.
I gotcha.
But it's the angel that enforces and oversees hell.
I gotcha.
It's better than you can do, Kyle. You explain it.
No, I've got Adam. He knows everything.
There you go. So that's cool, man. That is cool. So you guys found each other. It's clicking. It's firing on all cylinders. You're cooking with grease. It's sounding great. And you guys consistently play out now, right? You guys are like a live band. I mean,
we just had to take 2 months off to write new music because for 2 years we pounded every weekend, Friday, Saturday, during the week if we could. It was unreal.
You know what that
we tells play me? All the time.
What that tells me is these venues are loving you guys because you guys are playing, they're selling drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason they love you is the crowd loves you guys. And you guys bring the crowd. And that's the biggest thing. I have new bands all the time ask me, they're like, how do all these bands get so many gigs? I'm like, they make the crowd happy. The crowd has a good time. Nobody wants to go out and spend their money and be bummed out. You know what I mean? They want to have fun. That's what rock and roll is about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you've got every tool in the world now to do it. When I was a kid, I wanted to go see my friend's band and get on the list. They always had, they're like, here's 500 flyers and a big staple gun with lots of staples. Hit every telephone pole in town. And then you can come to the show and you can help the gal run the merch table. How about that? Many shows from a merch table.
We would treat you a little better than that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm hanging out with cool bands now.
We'll give you some tape with your staples.
Some thumbtacks with no end on it.
That's right. Maybe a hammer. I don't know.
That's how we used to have to do it. Today,
you go
on Instagram and a million people see that shit. Some of them are in Portugal or something, but that's okay.
Yeah. You never know where they're going to be there.
Let's play a track, guys, so we can give people a taste of what we're talking about and how cool you guys are.
Yeah.
We've got a couple to choose from here, so I'll let you guys, because you guys are the experts on these. We have queued up World This Cold, Absence and Adolescence, and The Harlot. What should we go with first?
Absence and Adolescence. That's our first one we wrote together.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, folks, here it is. This is Abaddon's End, Absence and Adolescence. Check this out.
Thank you.
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We made it. I told you, this band kicks ass. I did not fib on that. That was Absence in Adolescence. Now, these tracks we're playing tonight, these are available, right? These are out. People can buy these.
Yep. Correct.
Nice. Yep. That's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah. Hey, you know, something with streaming, I'm not normally a youth, maybe I should say, one of the cool things about streaming, when you buy a track, on any of these streaming sites, it all works the same. It asks, where do we send this track? And you put in the email, you know, your email, and they'll send you the thing. If you know somebody, if Deborah four cubicles down is having a rough day, man, or whatever, and you know she's got those killer legs and stuff. Fire a rock track. Maybe it's her birthday. Yeah. Everybody in the joint's going to be giving her a birthday card. She'll remember that shit. Because nobody else is doing it. And you already got her email saying it's an idea. It's an idea. So when you guys wrote Absence and Adolescence, how was that? Was it a fast track? Was it a slow track? A slow process? Did it take time? Or did it come pretty quick?
It actually, Tim had a riff going on, and Steve and Mira, hey, that's something.
And then Adam wrote the lyrics are about his childhood.
Yep.
So it's a real special song to us. He's getting hammered, stuck up, but.
Yeah, because we got bad storms up here.
It's about his childhood. Adam had a rough childhood, him and his brother, and it's all about that and his life. The song Absent in Adolescence in 2024, last year, won Wisconsin's Song of the Year for now.
And so that's all the genres, right? They don't mix it up with the genre. That's everything. That's
We run it, the King song the won Rock Song of the Year and Song of the Year.
Nice. Rock Song of the Year.
God, yeah,
won them both, Kyle.
Yep, won them both.
That's pretty cool accolades. Pretty cool.
Right.
Now, see, Adam, I'm not saying that makes up for any of the bullshit you went through or whatnot, but it's got the memories may sting a little less because people are relating to what you're saying. They're digging what you're saying. Yeah. And as an artist, that's all we want, really. That's all we want. People do.
And it means a lot to us playing the song, knowing what it's about, too.
I gotcha. I can imagine. I can imagine. So, very cool. Now, with the number of gigs you guys are playing, I can understand. You said you took a couple months off to write new stuff. Were you just getting, is there a possibility of getting burned out on the old material just because you played it 9,000 times in a row?
No, it was, we didn't want the fans to get burned out on it.
I got you.
They always want new material. And
you know, and our music and us as a band are evolved through this whole time too. So we wanted to see where we were at as a band, as far as writing new stuff, and like we thought, we've evolved into some way cool shit we're doing now.
That's awesome. I have kids all the time ask me, they're like, I want to paint like you do, Jamie. How can I do that? And I said, paint 3 or 4 hours a day for the next 25 years. And if you do anything over and over, you get better at it. You know what I mean? I look at paintings from 10 years ago and I'm like, geez, I need to redo that and do it correctly. That is, it's hard to look at for me.
Right.
And I was going to take them all off the website. My wife said, no, man, people bought those. They love that painting. That's their, you can't put it down. Right. That's who you were then. You can just do what you're doing now because that's who you are now. Get where you're coming from. I've always been jealous of musicians in the fact, and I've told this story before, but it's so true. Every guy I have ever met, if you ask them, what song was playing in the background at the party or the car, wherever you were, the first time you kissed a girl, they all know. They all know, and it's always different, and they remember, that shit's burned in their brain. I can ask anybody, hey, what painting was on the wall the first time you kissed a girl? Nobody knows. Nobody has a clue. You guys have a direct pipeline into people's soul with your music. You know?
Right.
That's cool. That's real.
Matter of fact, as you said that, we just played Monster Hall. It's a pretty good-sized festival. And Adam told me that this guy and this girl came up to him and said, we bought a ticket just to come tell you thanks for your lyrics.
Oh, you know, Jesus, that was
really cool.
It wasn't because I was there?
No.
Believe it or not,
Steve the bass player.
Damn it. Yeah. Amazing.
That is fantastic. I am telling you, I've been listening to a lot of deep lyrics lately because my wife has been on this sleep token kick that is insane. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. 13 minutes to kill here. Okay, let's go. Put it on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a feeling, Adam. to have people give you that type of feedback. Shit, somebody comments on one of my Facebook posts, oh, I dig that painting you did there. I'm walking around like the king of the hill all day. You know what I mean? Chest out.
Yeah.
Picasso, I'm changing art. Let alone people say, yeah, it puts something in my chest. But to have somebody, nobody's ever come up to me and said, yeah, the shit you're doing affected us. And we're putting our hard-earned money that we worked hard for to come see you and then get a chance to meet you. It made their day, I bet.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I was watching a biography, a documentary about this Northern English band that nobody's ever heard of. And briefly had heard of them. But the guy was saying, he goes, I've been at this for 25, 30 years. And they finally played a big festival. And he said there was a screw up with the lighting. And because normally the light, you can't see the audience because the lights are, you guys know, you know, they're bright on you and stuff. And the lights went down and he could see the audience. And he goes, there's 20,000 people singing my song back to me. He goes, that's about, you can't ask for much more than that. And
right.
I thought about that. And I'm like, I've never experienced anything in my life at that level of, from an artistic point of view. That's amazing. And like I said, consistently playing. Venues don't just have somebody that's not drawing a crowd come in and hang out. You know what I mean? They're making money. So that tells me your crowd is digging you guys. Of course, having a bigger crowd is always...
Yeah.
I've heard this also, that can be a double-edged sword because you have to be, okay, they're digging me now. Next week, are they going to still be digging me?
Adam just texted me that he can't talk because of bad internet, but he said it was crazy. I got choked up. But Adam just typed to me.
About what? About the lyrics?
Yeah, about that. Them people driving all the way there, buying a ticket just to tell him thanks for his lyrics.
That's cool.
And folks out there, I don't care what you're doing. That's the goal. Strive for that type of interaction with your audience, you know what I mean? That's do what you can. If that means practicing an extra hour, do it. It's worth it, I would imagine. Jeez. Yeah,
usually when we practice, it's for 8 hours straight. So
Jesus Christ. Well, professionals, that just goes to show. Go ahead.
We had, as Steve said, we took a little break. We turned down gigs, but we took a little break to write new music. And I think within, what was it, Steve? 2 weeks, we had 4 songs.
5 of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's hard to do. And I've been in bands my whole life, and I haven't been in a band that could do that. So this is a special group of guys.
Especially, you're talking about art. Yeah, it's music, but it's still art. And getting a group of people... And artists are affected by all different things and whatnot. And getting them in the same, that can be a challenge, I can imagine. Who knows? Joe Schmo, the xylophone player, his wife just ran off or something. He ain't going to have the same energy as Kevin's wife who had a baby 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? They're going to bring different things to that experience. But you guys did it. 4 songs in 2 weeks. Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
And they're good. I think they're – can't wait to record them.
And you guys seem to get along real well. I watched a documentary about the police. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're having fist fights in the studio. But after coming off the world's biggest tour, and they're all like multi-gazillionaires, I'm like, you're fighting about that now? Oh, I'd hate to be in that position, you know. But what the fuck do I know? I don't mind suing a high hat.
Yeah.
Especially when Steve plays out of time in the studio.
Yeah, we all know.
He wasn't playing out of time. I just kept telling him he was.
And I was getting pissed about it, too.
Because
I don't need the click track. That's funny. That's funny.
We pick on each other pretty good.
That's brothers. That's brothers.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever known brothers, that's how that goes.
Yeah. Like the brothers you never wanted.
There you go. Now we've got, for the next track, we've got the Harlot streaming or World This Cold. What should we go with next? Oh, you don't? Okay, Aspire. Let me make a note real quick here. Because I will have to acquire that.
Finally, Adam, we can hear you.
Hello. I don't think you guys can hear me, can you? Hello? Okay, sorry.
You're there, Cole, buddy.
Yep, okay, folks. Here it is. Here's Aspire. Check this out. Folks, we're back. That was Aspire, another one that's available, right, guys? Very cool. People always ask me, they're like, where should I, you have these great bands on, where should I get their music at? And their stuff, their merch and stuff. And I always tell them, like, the best place to get it is at a show, at a merch table. The band gets all of it. The pie, the pieces of pie are in the band's favor there. You know what I mean? I'm not saying if you're in Mongolia or someplace and you got to buy your music on streaming, so that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. And I'm not going to be the one to break down the percentages for everybody. I will say this. With the streaming business model for payment to artists, if that was any other business, there would be fraud involved.
Yeah, brand exactly.
Shit. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. It's different with podcasts because they don't pay anybody. You don't get paid for podcasts. You get off the advertising. But for bands, it's hard. And the other thing that really is weird, this is another point, folks. If everybody's fans of streaming, I got a Spotify subscription. I own that. But the thing is, it's so important when you have bands on to add them to your playlist. Get that algorithm working in their favor. Taylor Swift over and over. The same. You're not gonna. Your playlist is gonna suck. But it helps the banks. It shakes that algorithm tree. And they're like, other people are hearing it, and they're like, oh, if you like that, check out these folks.
Right.
It's important. It's different than how it used to be. Everybody watches these old movies and thinks record companies and all this shit just run everything. They do on some levels, but for the working folk out here in the trenches, they got to do a lot of this shit themselves or get the help of their fans involved and whatnot.
Yeah.
And nailed it.
Shit happens. And that's how you get shit to happen. It's amazing. Yep. Let me ask you guys this. When people see a finished painting of mine, they see the finished painting. And they're like, Jamie rolled out of bed this morning. He had a wild hair up his ass. He painted that. He moved on with his day. What they don't see is it took me 2 weeks to paint that. And I cursed it out 1,000 times. I wanted to throw it in the street. Or if it's a commission, the collector called and said, could you add an elephant in there somewhere? You know what I mean? It's some nonsense that wasn't planned. But they don't see any of that. And that's fine.
No.
I'm not saying they should. Magic sucks if you know how the trick is done. Music, I hear a track like Aspire, and I'm going, man, they probably didn't even have to send this to mastering. It just came out that way. It was perfect. It's so good and polished and everything. And you guys don't have to answer if you don't want to. I don't want to cross any boundaries. But I am curious, though. A good track like that, was that an easy one? Or was it a hard one? Did it fight a little bit, or did it come pretty good?
That's about 15 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah. Holy shit. Really?
Yeah, his fire came pretty quick.
You know what, really?
I think World is Cold came together like that too, right?
What's that called?
I think that World is Cold was, what, 20 minutes? We heard that one sound, and we're like, here it is, this is the song. And then, from what I remember.
Just like when we band practiced down here to write new music, I don't know what it is, and I'm telling you, bang, there it is.
So, that's magic, man. It happens every so often with my art, but I celebrate those. I'm like, because it's rare.
It is
rare. But yeah, that's cool. I dig that. Means you guys got something. You're zoned in on that, and that's an important thing.
That is
very cool. Anybody out there, I don't care what you're doing. If you're a musician, you're baking bread, whatever it is you're doing, try to find that. Try to find that zone where that focal point that you can guide your ship towards that star.
Right. And I have to say, there's nothing easy about any of the songs we do. If you listen to them with an ear, a musician ear, you hear there's so many different things going on between what I do on the bass, Kyle's drums, and the guitar. It's amazing if you can hear what we're doing. My bass, I play as though I'm a rhythm guitar. I do have done that my whole life.
And then you throw Cole in the mix.
Yeah. Kyle likes to do off-time drums on everything. So actually, me and Tim are holding tempo, the main tempo ourselves. So Kyle can go off and do his little thing. It all works out. It all sounds great.
That's awesome. One of the things I really like about you guys' music is the, and I do not mean this in an offensive way. You tell some rock bands this, I get a little, because I don't hear it that much, but your guys' case, it's very structured. It comes off like everything's planned out and everything's supposed to be in its place where it is. Nothing's getting in the way of something else.
No.
And you can't say that about a lot of music. You know what I mean?
No.
You got too many things.
I will say the one thing, though, about our process that I appreciate, this is like when I used to do my own stuff on my own, we do this where like, we begin with the beginning in mind in a way, but while we find like homes for all the things, we don't necessarily like this has to be exactly this way. As we write, we keep our minds open and like the ear open. If this sounds better than this, then we adapt, and it creates itself in a way, if that makes sense.
That's cool, man. That is cool. That's probably that's cool. That is very cool. Yeah, I just looked at the track list here, and I'm like, what is streaming? Why is that even sent to me? I'm curious. I want to play it just to see what it is, but I'm not going to.
You were on some good drugs or something until Adam said that.
No, I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. Now we've got World This Cold or The Harlot. What should we go with now?
Harlot.
He won the Song of the Year this year with that one.
Wow.
So last year he won the Song of the Year. This year we won the Song of the Year, back to back.
That's got to piss some gal off somewhere, because I'm thinking song is written about with somebody in mind. And I'm sure somebody had a couple shots of Jaeger one night and called her up and went, by the way, the song we wrote about you won the Song of the Year. Everybody agrees with me. You're crazy. I'm speculating, folks. I'm speculating.
No, you're fine.
Anyhow, here it is. This is Harlot. Check it out.
Hey, you guys ready?
Yeah. Oh, we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. We're
going to
rock.
Adam, are you going so fast?
Hey, Tim,
you
going fast.
You know me? I'm always fast.
Huddle up.
Let's go. All right, guys, we are f***ing back at another bar. All right. We are gathered here today to represent heavy rock. Let's do what we do. Let's f***ing play the way we play. Let's make some f***ing noise and let's do this f***ing. F***ing abandons end on three. Ready? One, two, three.
And we're back. We are back. Very cool. I like that track a lot. A whole lot. Kyle had mentioned when we were off camera how, because I mentioned in the video, which you guys just saw, that I dig that football huddle that they do. And Kyle mentioned it. And Steve, everybody was like, hey, we do that every show, before every show. And that got me thinking, one of the things I really dig about a good rock band, and I've been to many shows where I've seen this happen. I've been to many shows where I've seen this not happen. But one of the, and I don't want to sound too California New Agey, but one of the cool things about a good rock show is the band will have this energy. And they toss that out, they throw that out on the crowd, and it doesn't just dissipate. The crowd builds it up with even more energy, and they throw it back at the band, and then you get this ping-ponging tennis thing going that happens at any other type of genre of music than a rock show. I don't know. Maybe it happens in opera. I don't go to a lot of operas, but I don't know. I just think it's amazing. I can see that you guys bring a cool energy to it that people dig. Right. It doesn't surprise me.
And that's what we hear a lot of. And I've got a few messages since this weekend show, is that when we hit stage, us as a group, we're having a blast playing with each other, not only for our crowd, but we totally enjoy doing this music as a group. So you can see it. We're smiling. Kyle's always grinning. Me and Tim are always messing with each other. And Adam's always fucking with me on stage, so Adam's gone, and we bring the crowd into it. They love seeing how happy we are.
Yeah, tell them what we did at the Monster, Steve. Tell them what we did for the fans.
Wanted you were there.
We brought them cupcakes.
What happened?
So we had cupcakes, and Adam lined them up in the front. We each brung a dozen, so that's quite a few cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
We lined them up in the front. We said, okay, whoever don't eat these cupcakes, and if there's some left over at the end of the song, we're tossing them at you. At the end of the song, all the cupcakes are gone, and all the fans are up front.
We got to talk about what the cupcakes mean, where the cupcakes came from. It's a bit of a story.
Yeah.
We were doing a show in Green Bay, and Adam, we had – it was quite a few people, but nobody get up. They were all sitting there, and Adam was getting pissed, and he was getting mad. He goes, what are you – is there a tape on your chair? And he was yelling at him, is there tape on your chair? I thought he said they had cake on their chair. So I go, I love fucking cake. I want cake. But anyway, so we talked about it. We thought someday we're just going to take cupcakes. And when these people don't want to get up and rock out with us, we're going to chuck cupcakes at them.
Yeah.
So this is what we came up with. But little did we know that the assholes were going to eat all the cupcakes and we couldn't throw any.
Yeah. Or you even have any yourself. You're like, man, I bought all these.
I didn't even get a cupcake.
I didn't even get one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. But we got dollar bills, so that was all right.
Adam got dollar.
Don Julio shot. Oh, my gosh. That's cool. It's cool to have interaction with your fans like that. I think that's super important. And it's weird. I've seen especially a lot of young bands. See, you guys have been doing this a while, so you got your sea legs.
Yeah.
But you'll see young bands that are, like, afraid to interact with their – I'm nervous and I'm scared. This is grown-up time, buddy. Get out there. You're on stage. Come on. I mentor some kids in the art world, and I don't mentor them on how to paint, but how to run their business. I get these kids, they're like, I don't like talking on the phone. I'm like, if somebody's paying you money to talk on the phone, pick up the damn phone.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What am I dealing with here? Way back when I was in art school, I had this art professor, and he was an asshole. He was terrible. Walked with a cane, and he would hit you with the cane if you were screwing up on something. Yeah, back in the day, and he had a big red magic marker, a big red Sharpie. And he would go over to your canvas you're working on and goes, this is wrong. This should be here. And hard to fix over Sharpie. Sharpie goes through anything. And I realize now that I just said that, telling you guys that, I am turning into that guy. It's scary. I don't want to be that guy. Anyway. I saw that video the other day for Twisted Sister, that we're not going to take it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I knew all these cool people in high school. I had mohawks. They were just cool. Dated strippers and shit. And so I don't know what happened, but they all turned into the dad in that video. Now, I'm friends with people on Facebook. Jesus,
bro. Yep.
Bitching about people's pants. I remember when you used to wear razor blades. What the fuck's wrong with you? And you. Anyway. So the next track we're going to play, let's move right along, is the big one. This is the big one right now. This is World This Cold.
Yeah.
No, Adam, that had to, I mean, that, I hear the lyrics, and I, before I even heard the song, I was like, this is going to be a serious song. There's something serious. There's a serious story here today. But there's nothing wrong with deep lyrics. You know what I mean? I think I listened to that Sweet Lucidity. I grew up liking Rush. I like deep lyrics.
Yeah.
This is, here it is, folks. Let's see how deep it goes. Where's my button? Where's my button? Here it is. World This Cold, everybody. Check this out. And we're back, everybody. We're back. That was World This Cold.
Woo!
Fantastic. Abaddon's End is the name of the band, and they are hot, man. They are hot. People are very popular and digging what they're throwing down, and I think that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I know you guys have so far have played in your general quarter of the country, we'll say. Do you think the next tour thing is going to be out of the... One of the cool things is if you play within 2 hours of your home, your old lady isn't bitching you out when you finally get home and show with you.
Yeah.
But actually, we are expanding. It's already booked.
Nice.
We got a five-day cruise with the Lonely Ones in Shallow Side. And I guess it takes off from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right over.
Yeah.
Go to other part of where I'm at, sitting right now. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard, no, I don't know. I'm no expert on that. I just, from bands I know that have played cruises and stuff like that.
Yep.
They say it's a fantastic option. Number one, the money is usually pretty good. The purse is pretty good. And they said, more importantly, you get your audience isn't from the same town. They're from all over the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. And exactly. And yeah, I knew a guy who lived in Massachusetts, and every other month he would fly down to the Keys to play some bar. He was the band for the bar for the month.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I don't have to tour because all the tourist people come to me. I just got to sell them CDs and merch and stuff. Never had to buy a bus. It was great.
And Steve did.
On a cruise, that ain't bad. That's pretty good work if you can get it.
And then we come back in October. We got a tour bus heading back down that way. But we're going to hit all the towns on the way down to Florida. So we're working on that right now.
That's cool. That is very cool. That's the way to do it. Build up the crowd on social media and stuff. And people will be looking for you. Oh, they're coming. Yeah. It's an event. Very cool. I'm glad you guys are with Curtain Call. They are a fantastic company. They know everybody, which is weird. So many times I've been talking to some, because I sell a lot of art to different clubs and venues and stuff like that, and we'll be talking to somebody. They're like, oh, you're down there in Florida. You ever heard of these? I'm like, yeah, I've heard of them. I work with them all the time. I know Brian and John. Come on. So that's cool. That is very cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to it, and I'm sorry, folks, that we had a little bit of technical difficulty with some of the members of this fantastic band. We're doing the best we can, but Adam brought up a good point earlier. Storm Central in 90% of the country right now.
Yeah.
It affects this stuff sometimes. We get real nervous down here in Florida when we hear the words. We're like, My wife made fun of me the other about a month ago. We had the first big storm coming, so it's a slow news day. They're all over the news. It's going to be the storm of the century. I'm like, what? What's going on? So I worked real hard on our backyard. We have a nice backyard with big TV and shit back there and all this stuff. So I'm like, it's the season. I got to take everything down and then put it all back up in the fall. So I spent the day de-storming my backyard. The storm never showed up. It's been nice as hell. And our hockey team down here is in the Stanley Cup. I'm like, sure would be nice to watch this game in the storage now. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
What can you do? That's my luck. That is my luck. Anyway, folks, the band is Abandoned's End. You got to check them out, like and share. And, folks, I don't want to hear anybody out there. I see these posters so often of people bitching about their local music scene. If you want to have a cool music scene where you live, support that scene. Go to these places.
Exactly. Yep.
Buy a beer. I get it. I'm not going to pay $17 for some fancy beer somewhere with grapefruit in it. It ain't my bag. Support your local music. Go to the places where they're playing and support them. Very important. And I get it. The world's still a weird place. Be patient with people, folks. Be patient. You like me. And my other advice before I leave you guys, if you're flying, if you're traveling, I find these hilarious. They entertain the shit out of me. These Karen videos on YouTube. But if you're flying, maybe lay off the booze before you fly is what I'm saying. Get drunk. You ain't going to be able to talk your way out of it.
No.
It ain't going to happen. You're going to the pokey for the night. Be smart. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us and supporting
us. Anytime, man, anytime. And I definitely want to have you guys back on before you do that. I want to have you on after the Crooks. I want to hear the stories because I know a bunch of stories are going to happen.
Steve, oh, yeah.
We got to
put Steve's going to awesome.
Yeah, cool. It'll be awesome. Very cool. Sweet. Folks, we'll see you next time. Keep rocking.
Rock on, man.
Rock on.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.